You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Have you ever heard a son and a mom freely, openly, and enjoyably talk about sex and all the things together? No? Yes, maybe. Well, guess what? There's a podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom that I thoroughly enjoy. I love their conversations. Both Cameron and his mom, Karen, are quite funny. And I really feel like there is no other show like it. So here is a word from the host. And this is the show called Sex Talk with My Mom.
Mom, what does bad cum taste like?
You know when you accidentally burp and you have something come back up from the earlier in the day?
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like, okay?
Oh, no.
We host a podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom.
It's not sex with my mom. It's sex talk with my mom,
no
you
one
perv.
No one thought it was sex with my mom. Just a mom and a son chit-chatting about sex.
Not just sex, uncomfortable conversations.
Our goal is to make the uncomfortable comfortable. Here are some clips from our show.
What I would prefer is like a very intimate connection. I would prefer fucking phone sex or some or video sex.
Why don't you go
sex?
Watch The Notebook and get off? If you look at the picture in a certain angle, it looks like I have like a bulge in my
underwear,
pussy area.
You want to have?
You're very opinionated.
You want to have weed sex? I don't care.
You talking about this stuff with your mom is so weird. That's why we do this.
Check out Sex Talk with My Mom
wherever you listen to podcasts and also on TikTok, Instagram, okay. And YouTube.
Mom, check out Sex Talk with My Mom.
I'm Jordan, the host of the Horny Housewife podcast, where I discuss being intentional in your marriage, better sex, being a better lay, and dating your spouse. Every Monday, we're shooting the shit, and I'm answering your super juicy, super relatable, oh so familiar listener questions. And it just feels like the couple's locker room where there's no holding back, there's no sugarcoating. Get ready for some laughs, some knowledge, and leveling up inside and outside of the bedroom. Another Monday, another new week. Let's get it. Hello, happy Monday. Just a pinch of housekeeping to kick it on off. Merch alert, merch alert, merch alert. First one, first drop. You want me to be honest with you? This has been such a crazy, fun ride, the Horny Housewife podcast. And here we are, first time doing this, and I'm a little nervous. And I know I'm only going to grow and evolve and get better. And a lot of you listeners have been here since the beginning, or you find it and then you go binge all of it. And when I talk to y'all, I feel like I fucking know y'all and I feel so supported, and it's super, super cool. So this merch is just another step, a way you can show your support for the show, rock, represent, make it a conversation. You can be like, oh, what's THH? Because I didn't want to put fucking horny in giant fucking letters over your tits or your chest. I'm like, horny, he's horny. There is a sweatshirt that says high libido. So that's for the daring people. Maybe it's like a gag gift. Maybe it's something you rock around the house. Or maybe you're like, hey, we're swingers. I'm trying to advertise that shit, okay? Perfect for secrets coming up in March. I don't know, okay? That was me role-playing. That wasn't, I'm not going to Secrets in March. I am going to Cabo, though. That's besides the point. There's also an apron that says, I'll cook dinner. This is dessert. Cute little pie, and then points right down to the puss. If that isn't fucking adorable and exactly, you know, drives the point home, really opens the door for that pussy-eating dialogue. We're manifesting. We are manifesting dessert is a mustache ride, and or you just relaxing. Just chillaxing, and he can feast upon his delightful dish. What a conversation starter. Get a pullover. Get a hoodie. Just basic black, small little circle logo, tiny, minimal on the back. It says THH podcast with the barcode. Cool. Conversation starter. How many times am I going to say conversation starter? They're cute. And you're supporting the show. You're supporting your favorite podcaster. And it means the world to me. You'll be able to shop it on my website. You'll be able to shop it on Instagram. And yeah, eat your heart out. Feb 1, save the date. Guess what I've decided to talk about today? Someone said, you should talk about SPH. And then I got something in my anonymous forum on my website. You should talk about SPH. Don't know if it was the same person. Don't care. Don't know why I haven't gotten this one before, because very on brand. I had to Google it. I had no idea what it meant. And when the results from my search engine search popped up, wow, that was the most stoner way to say that. When I saw what it meant, I was like, small penis humiliation, SPH. So I had to do a deep dive. I had to know more. I mean, I'm not foreign to the concept. I have heard of this. I have not partooketh in this. I have shared the story. Maybe I'll share it again. When I was on Chat Roulette, this was before I was married, had children, okay, don't judge me, before Derek knew me, this whore, this was 23, yeah, and on this Chat Roulette occasion, me and a bunch of girls that lived together, and it was just all for good humor, and there was a person who wanted us to be incredibly rude to him, and it was thrilling, absolutely thrilling. I'm laughing at you, not with you, even though you weren't laughing. It's not arousing to me. It's not. But I find it fascinating that others are aroused by this. And I'm not yucking your yum. I am not yucking your yum. But yeah, we could dive right into the topic now. I'm thinking micro penises. I'm thinking, what would I do? I'm going down all these paths in my head. Let's save it. Let's just bottle that up right now and shake that shit up. So when we get into this topic, I can just bray it out. I did not know that sound was going to come out of me, but it did. Last mention of this, the person who did write in to suggest this topic, guess what like name they put as their name? Tiny. Tiny, that's funny. That's funny. I think it's funny. And if anyone thinks I'm being rude, I think this person actually gets off to someone being rude to them about it. So I'm doing them a favor. Charity work, God's work. Speaking of God's work, this feedback that I got recently from an episode, Chef's Kiss, just had to share the power of sometimes little actions, things that are ain't no biggie, like your fucking hair that grows back, your pubic hair. So here we go. A few months ago, you suggested the ladies change up their hairstyle down there. My wife has had a full bush for most of our relationship. I do like it hairy, but I suggested changing it up. She did it, and it definitely worked. Every time I see her shaved, I'm instantly ready to eat her out. I think we've had more sex in the last month than we've had in the 6 months prior combined. Wow, what a success story from just shaving your pussy or growing it out. For me, my husband, like sometimes I'll do a landing strip or I'll have a little something something because I know he appreciates nature's way for some godforsaken reason unbeknownst to me. Is that how you say that? Sometimes I whip out these phrases. I said hedgeway last episode. Ooh. Getting secondhand embarrassment right now, just feeling it. Instead of saying like I'm making headway, I said hedgeway, and I'm still upset about it. I'm still upset about it. Is it unbestowed to me, unbeknownst to me? I'm pretty definitely sure it's benounced, okay? Sometimes these things just come up in me. I'm like, ooh, she hasn't used that line in a while. A little rusty. What was I talking about? Oh, Derek. When I grow it out, he wants it to be, he's like, don't even touch it. Let it just crawl up on your leg. And I'm like, what? Like, is this like some psycho manipulation where you just want me to feel ugly or something? He's like, no, I just think it's primal and hot. I'm like, you are weird. Okay, sure. But I notice like a literal physical response. I think he just thinks it's hot or something. He appreciates a shaven one as well. I think he's much more likely to feast longer when it's shaven. Is this TMI? No, it's the Horny Housewife podcast. Why would I ever say TMI? And if you're new here, the last couple episodes, check them out. I feel like we've been topic heavy, how to, technique, great stuff. That's why we're fucking here, to level it up. But today I really wanted to do a big chunk of listener questions because I've been skimping lately, saving time for that special topic of the hour. So I've got some good ones, ones that my jaw literally is like, really? Am I going to read this? I have to read this. I have to. I'm obligated at this point after consuming it. I must pass it on. If you would like to write in and ask a question, my website, thehornyhousewifepodcast.com, you can submit truly anonymously. There's a little button at the top, ask anonymously, or just scroll down and it'll be there very soon. Also, you can go to my Instagram @_thehornyhousewifepodcast and just DM me. I take pride in getting to them all, not always super, super fast, but I will get to them. I will see it. I will open it. I will read it. And unless it's like really stupid, which stupid to me is just like, hi, like say, give me some meat to chew on and digest and process so I can respond. And then just, hey. You know, that's not what the space is for, if I'm being brutally honest. Also, reminder, every Wednesday, 2 new sexy slutty stories on the Patreon. She doesn't write them, but she reads them. And then I rate them. So if you're interested, link in the description box. Without further ado, your questions. Someone's like, you should start singing listener questions again. It's okay that you can't sing. Don't be discouraged that people were hazing you for sing-songing in your own podcast. I'll pass. Tricked ya. La 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 la. La 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 la. Listener questions. Here we go. Number one. Dropping it like it's hot. Okay, we tried your role play jealousy tips and now I'm all fucked up. I asked him to pretend I was someone else. He used my best friend's name and went harder than he ever has. It was super hot at the time, but now I'm convinced that they're hooking up. I can't find any evidence and I have no reason to suspect it either, but I need your help. Love your show. Girlfriend, first of all, I want to shake your husband. I want to be like, you're stupid. You're stupid. You're stupid. Really? Really? The men, I love y'all. I have your back on a regular basis. If you're new here, you can't say shit because you don't know me yet. And for the men, longtime listeners, you know I always put myself in both sides. It's one of my talents, actually. A medium told me that I was a male in like 4 of my past lives, so wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised. But anyways, back to your stupid husband. I just have to say, like, you know, I don't know. I don't think he's hooking up with your best friend, okay? I don't think what I really want to tell my best friend that, like, no. But like, God, he really had to fuck it up, didn't he? He really had to. Men, if your wife is freaky deaky and down to like talk dirty and role play and talk about other people in the bedroom, whatever, you don't pick her inner friendship circle. Anyone that regularly comes around that you're having, unless she's like, yeah, you imagine me and Jamie, like there's that. But she didn't. You did. The fuck? I know all the men are laughing. There's a lot of men laughing at you right now. They're like, fumbled the bag, bro. Dropped, tripped on, annihilated, a hole split open, fucked up the bag. Okay. I don't know how you recover. Honestly, I don't know. I don't think I've ever said that on this podcast. But that I peed my pants after I read this question, but I had to read it for that reason and for the reason of I don't think you should get in your head. I think you should literally like chalk this up to men being just words that are not politically correct. All these words that came to mind were, you know, I don't want to get canceled. I feel like I'm just launching off. So I'm going to skip the words that came to mind when I thought of the move he made. Whatever. He doesn't want to be with her. I promise he would be annoyed as fuck. He knows he's marrying the same person, essentially. Just bored. I mean, that was dumb of him. And if you decided to never hang out with her again, then I would kind of understand. But wait a second. I just had a genius idea. What if you had her come over and be like, do you love me? Are you my sister? I need you to have explosive diarrhea in front of my husband. I need you to act like you're taking the biggest shit of your life. And then I want you, and then whatever your husband gets the ick from, I want you to just have her embody that. That's a real friend. That's a real friend. So that would be my plan. But the big, big reason I picked this question was a PSA. Was like a general announcement to any man listening. Learn from his mistake. Don't fuck your wife up in the head. Don't fuck up her friendships, people she feels safe around, you being safe around, like someone who you feel like you would pass out and you would trust them together. And now that's gone out the fucking window. You just caused yourself burden, grief, and fucked uppery. So read the room, Todd. And I just think that if she goes there, then you're good. But if she's talking like y'all playing a role play out, any woman, Elaine, Heather, as long as you don't work with her at the office away from your wife, and it's not your wife's best friend or family member, then I think you're good. There was like 200,000 other names that we could have pulled from. That was ballsy. I'm going to stop because I don't want to lose my male listeners that I love so dearly. I don't think they would do something that stupid, quite honestly, but you live, you learn. Watch him be listening to this. You live, you learn. Okay. Take one for that. Was an L. That was a loss. That was a loss. And to the other men listening, don't be like him. Okay, question number two. Let's tone it down before we just crank it up. So let's just get a little more relatable. Okay, my wife and I have been married for 10 years. As usual, first few years, we had amazing sex. 3 kids later, it's like sex is almost out of the picture, maybe 2 or 3 times a month. I enjoy eating her out and I eat her ass too. When I eat her, I shotgun her and all she explodes within minutes, but when it comes to reciprocating, it won't happen. Or if it does, it's for a minute and boom, that's it. The other day during a conversation, I admitted to watching porn to get off because I don't want to cheat. She was so upset, she started crying. I was at a loss for words. I don't know if she's having an affair or if she's just not into me or what to think at this point. Some suggestions, please. What does shotgun her mean? First question. I'm going to jot that down. Google it later. Why I thought this was worth bringing up was that look at what a lack of communication can do and the fear that can crop up when you are just relying on trying to read your spouse's mind or when you expect your spouse to be a mind reader for you. You can't do that either. Now, I don't know all the factors. So just from this impression, I'd be like, no, I don't think your wife is having an affair. I think that hurts your wife's feelings. I think it probably surprised her and that she's probably being, you know, more of the normal statistic, like the middle of the road. My libido has gone down after having kids. Her hormones have changed. Her lifestyle has changed. How she feels has changed. What she's doing in her life has changed. All those things. Maybe your relationship has changed. I'm sure it has. Things are always changing. Growth is optional. Being intentional is optional. But things are always evolving and changing. And how you decide, like what you decide to do in that 100% change that will inevitably happen will determine if your marriage is joyous and rewarding and hot and steamy and all that stuff. So I give you props to telling her you watch porn. I obviously am I'm wondering how the delivery and the timing was, because that can be big, but you already did it, so that doesn't even matter. You were honest. I'm sure she appreciates that honesty, even sometimes when our feelings are really hurt, like if she goes and talks about it with her girlfriend or her sister or whoever's really close to her that she trusts and maybe discusses those things with a therapist. I don't know. I hope she has someone to bounce it off of or journal fucking something. After a little process time, sometimes you're like, okay, well, I appreciate the honesty and now I can gauge where we're at. I'm a big advocate, if you've listened long, you know, in having uncomfortable conversations that can lead to hurt feelings, because sometimes we fuck up in the way we say it and the delivery and the timing, all those little things, or it gets heated or you feel defensive or your ego gets really involved. Pride, hurt feelings, rejection, you're like fucking daddy issues, all this shit that comes up and makes it hard to communicate. But really good shit comes from getting uncomfortable. That's when you evolve and you're like, ooh, she grew, you know, thriving. There we go. We want to thrive, not just survive. And the point of all this blah, 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 woo, woo, woo coming out of this question is that if you're at a loss for words and you're like, what does this mean? Because what it would mean for you doesn't always mean what it would mean for her. And I don't know the answer if something's going on behind the scenes or if it's just a hang up and she's not feeling seen, heard, and loved in the way she wants to be loved. So there is just a big, like, wide open space where miscommunication's happening, no communication's happening. And it sounds like you need one of those combos. And maybe you listening are like, maybe it's time for us to have a combo, a check-in. Where are we at? Do you feel like your needs are being met in the relationship? What ideally would you like to see us doing more of, less of? These conversations give you a chance to like gauge what's going on and then see how you can course correct and hear one another out. Obviously, the ideal conversation takes two, you know, emotionally intelligent people, and that always isn't the case. Or someone is fucking shut off or an avoidant or attached, like super fucking attached, which we need to have a whole episode on that shit. But clearly your needs aren't being met. You don't feel like it's being reciprocated and you feel like, what about me? Tell her. Say like, hey, I feel like I'm getting the short stick. I love, and maybe you don't say it like that. You could incorporate that in, but I would start off with an affirmation or like, I want to feel close to you. Like I want to feel close to my wife and these are the ways, and then include like physical touch and intimacy and say, and in this department, like I want it to get better and I don't feel like anything's going to get better if we don't talk about what's going on. And hopefully she'll hear you out. Hopefully you can have a conversation, might feel a little awkward, but could lead to things going in the direction that you want them to. Next question. Hi, I recently came across your podcast and I have fallen in love with your show and no filter attitude. Love it. For this reason, I feel like you can help. I've been married almost 20 years. I have 3 kids. For the past 8 years, my wife has been checked out. She continues to falsely accuse me of infidelity and shows no affection. We have sex about once a month, only when she initiates. When I try, I always get shut down. This is even with me catering to her love language of service. Lately, when we do have sex, she's been becoming very rough with biting hard, and she refuses to kiss. What do you think is bringing this on? Oh, I'm going to tell you. I'm lonely, missing having a loving partner. Any ideas? Oh. I think that she's cheating on you. I think it kind of sounds like she's cheating on you, right? Because the either that or she like fucking hates your guts right now or something. So we should get to the bottom of this. If you're rich, let's hire a PI. If you're not rich, let's have a conversation. Actually, if you're rich, you're going to have the conversation and you're going to get the PI, private investigator, duh. Oh, and if you're like, I don't want to, you know, pay or I can't afford the expense of a PI, Jordan, shut the fuck up, then let's get our detective skills going, whip that shit out, and find out what the fuck's going on, because it is a little odd, or call her ass out. You might know her, see her face, look her in the eye. Be like, look me in the eye and tell me you're not fucking anybody, Becky. Look me in the eye, Becky. Tell me you're not fucking anybody. So see how that goes. Maybe not aggressively. I was just looking in the mirror when I did it. And when I sit here and talk by myself, I get a little unhinged. You know, she's just free balling it out here, raw dogging it. Just let me be and click subscribe. No, but yeah, I'm getting sus vibes and maybe I'm totally wrong. Of course, there's that possibility that I'm completely fucking wrong. But there's very little times that I'm completely wrong. So there's def something up and you're loving her like she likes to be loved. But you're just going to have to find out. You're going to be like, hey, I'm having some doubts. I don't understand. I can't read your mind. I don't want to be in the dark anymore. This is like, write this down. You should probably say this. I don't want to be in the dark anymore. I miss my wife. I love you. I want to get on the train track, on the road to affection and intimacy and being fucking friends again, liking being around one another. I don't know if you hate being around each other, but it sounds like she, I don't know. Maybe she thinks you're really boring in bed. Maybe she hasn't cheated. Maybe she's offended how atrocious I would even say these things about her. And she's just bored and thinks you're lame as fuck in bed and wants to bite you so that maybe, just maybe, you'll slap her because she's watched 50 Shades of Grey one too many times and she's just needing a dick down. Shit, you may have this conversation with her and she's like, let's be swingers. You have no idea, but you got to talk to her. You can't just talk to me, you got to talk to her. But no, that's what I think you should do. I think you'll get somewhere. I would like some follow-up from you because I'm intrigued. I kind of want to know what's going on. And maybe you're afraid to have the conversation because you're afraid of the answer, but you don't want to live in limbo land. What if? What could be? What the fuck is going on? You don't deserve that. And shit, you would be like, fuck my life if it was something that could be so easily fixed, so easily resolved, but no one's doing anything about it. That's not fair to do to your marriage. So get to it. Okay, this next one, like, I don't even know if it's real, but I'm sure it's real. But it definitely feels like a porn. Okay, my wife has a 31-year-old daughter that's very attractive, and I know I'm not going crazy, but when mom goes to work, she comes out in panties in front of me, in towels after showering, leaves her panties all over. Also, when me and her mom are fucking, she always comes in to get things she needs. And I mean, maybe you guys are thinking I'm sick, but they get along incredibly, always hugging, kissing, soaking each other's ass. What the hell does that mean? Talking sex. I love it. Anyways, tell me your thoughts. What is soaking each other's ass? Does that mean like touching, like grabbing, pinching? Pinching was probably what he meant to say. So maybe they're just like besties and she's just like a confident hottie and don't be a fucking pervert. But I get it. You're like, I'm just a man and she's attractive and she's my girl, but she's acting all weird and shit. So it is giving me like, does she have like a stepdaddy fantasy? And with like the trending searches on porn these days, they're really pushing some weird ass shit. So I'm just as stumped as you are in this one. I read this one for shock value. If you can tell, I'm just kind of like on edge with this episode and just having a blast. If the mom and the daughter were listening, I'd be like, ladies, what? You're sending a message, so just figure out which one you're trying to send because he's not blind. He's a man, but he has eyeballs. And I expect him to be a fucking normal, respectable man that has impulse control and that's not some sick, weird predator. But I mean, I'm not gonna say he's a weirdo for asking the question. No way. Just a man. Let's flip the roles, okay? Say it was like a hot woman dating a hot man, and that hot man had a really hot son that was 30, and he was given the vibes like daddy was giving the vibes. And she's like, fuck, this is like my fantasy. I've Googled this 17 times. What do I do? So no judgment from me. Moving on. Last question. and it's a doozy. I'm going to go over both sides and we're going to peel the layers back, okay? Heard you talking about the For You page on Instagram. My husband's is always filled with girls in bikinis or ass and tits, etc. He swears up and down he doesn't search things that would make his page look this way. He believes that it's a trap for men on social media, like it's purposely thrown in his face. His brother has said the same thing. He's even told me this without me seeing anything. I also have full access to his account and he knows it. I never had any reason to doubt him, but my For You page is literally food and stuff about parenting. So how is it possible that it's just random for his? Thoughts. So I feel some type of way, but I feel like we can't just go in and bash the dudes because the system was set up to fuck them. Or like, I feel like preying on a man's weakness. Does that make sense? I know the men are understanding what I'm saying right now. Okay, so the algorithm is the fucking algorithm, and I know they vary from platform to platform, but here's the truth, and I do feel like I have some insider information being a person who does create content, video content on TikTok and Reels, trying to drive traffic to this podcast. So I'm always trying to fill myself with knowledge of the ever-evolving algorithm and what it, how it likes to be fed, okay? So you don't have to just click like or engage and comment for it to be feeding your algorithm of what you like. Because I've never liked one of those pics. I've never clicked like or comment on any girl's bikini pic. Yeah, but did you watch it 72 times in a row? Did you? Did you accidentally set your phone down and it just kept playing her tits over and over and over and over and over, you know what I mean? So the view time, in case any men didn't know, screenshot it, okay? I'm just kidding. The women are like, what did you say? The view time will catch ya. It'll catch up because that will feed it and then you're going to see more of that. So if you want to be, for the monogamous men out there that are like trying to be, keep their laces tight, then close your eyes and fly up, you know, and just boop, swoop, 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 swoop. And maybe you have a girl that doesn't really give a fuck. She's like, he can look, he's not touching him. He doesn't get to go fuck Alex Earl after this. There's one man that one type of man that I will make fun of. And it's like the man that's like sliding in the DMs of someone with like 30 million followers, like shooting a shot. And you're like, not only are you married and taken, but she's never going to fucking see that. Like maybe someone who works for her, who works for them, might see it and try to get you to subscribe to her OnlyFans, but that's about it, bro. I'm convinced that those stories only happen from like excessive amounts of alcohol or other substances consumed, because I just don't understand. But as far as where I like empathize or I feel bad when they were saying it's a trap, well, first of all, the brother and them, they're going to have like bro code, girl. Like they're not going to be like, yep, we love watching those videos. We don't engage with them, but every time they come up, we're like, yes, you know, they're not going to say like that. They're not going to say that. And maybe they're not even thinking that. Maybe they really are like, that shit just comes up. I'm not trying to engage it. And he is a man. And if he's a straight man who's attracted to a beautiful, attractive woman, ooh, you know what I mean? It's not like surprising. And that's what's on there. Bitches dancing in bikinis. So you just got to gauge your situation and, you know, like what? My husband doesn't have social media, but he has YouTube and YouTube shorts, and it's filled with all of the shit my son likes to look at and sports stuff. And I never see women on there. So don't let him fool you by saying like this rule doesn't apply to me and my phone. Like that's gaslighting and that's not it. So yeah, it really, if it's all ass and tits, if it is like 90% of his For You page, That's his favorite thing to watch, okay? He's not like, oh man, I've watched three like 70 times. I should probably cut this out. Everyone he watches, he's been giving some dedication to. And maybe I'll get an uproar of information from the men saying like, you got it twisted, sister. Send away. But last I checked, it's just like a little mini computer that's trying to keep you in that application. And they do a good job. I also feel like there's varying degrees of like what kind of thoughtish, feral behavior you're seeing. Is it like beautiful girls or is it like, I don't even see her face. It's like her ass is there, the screen, and it's jiggly. It's like, is it almost wowzers? You know, then come on. Don't fall for that shit. I hate outing the guys like that, but come on. Let's not insult our intelligence. Small penis humiliation with Jordan Hakes. Small penis humiliation. Kind of goes hand in hand with little cuckold vibe from what I have learned by just kind of scratching the surface on what is SPH. Got brought to my attention and here I am bringing it up. And I could see how it goes with the cuckoldry thing because essentially, they are aroused by this humiliation of sorts. And some men feel like, oh, my wife needs a bigger cock. My cock isn't suffice. It won't give her the pleasure she needs. And so I'm aroused by seeing another man with such a bigger, better cock. Fuck my wife, right? That's their thing. And whilst researching, I found people or women that were like dishing the humiliation, women who call themselves or men call them mistresses. Okay. A bunch of them said like a lot of these guys, it wasn't necessarily about the size of their dick as much as it was. They liked me dishing out mad shit talk, which by the way, I feel like I'd be really good at that. It would not get me off whatsoever, but I think I would smile because I'd be like, wow, I really am just getting to annihilate this person and they like it. Like, what the fuck? I think that might take the joy out of it for me because, yeah, I have to be angry to be mean. I don't think I can just be mean for no reason. I gotta hate your guts a little bit, like somewhat. There's some guts that I fucking hate in there. But anyways, long penis, small penis, short penis, thin penis, any penis for that matter. It's some consensual role play, and some people fucking are really into it. Some of them like to literally be at a woman's feet, shaking, begging, pleading for some good old verbal abuse. I am going to read, I'm reading an article. The author is Miranda Kane. I want to cite her work so I'm not plagiarizing. It's an article in Metro Lifestyle, kind of a beginner's guide to SPH. And she was asked, how small is small? The term itself is, in my opinion, a bit of a misnomer. It's more about humiliating and judging the submissive on his ability to please woman. I had clients who genuinely had a micro penis, which is less than 1 inch flaccid, maybe about 3.5 inches hard, as well as men of average size. The humiliation. She goes on to say, one of her first SPH clients just wanted to feel awkward and humiliated. So we did a role play where I was a nurse in a sperm clinic and he was being tested, a potential donor. I quietly measured weight and wrote notes about his tiny penis. This is fucking awesome. To amp up the awkward levels, there was just times where he was standing naked, measuring tape around his member, and I just grimace and quietly shake my head with a sigh. So fucking disappointing. I added that. Then look into his eyes as I say, never mind. See, she went with a never mind. I would have been like, disappointing. See, I think I'd be really great at this. She goes on to make the comparisons between cuckolding and SPH and then says that basically many men wanted to be told that they were too pathetic to please anyone, that they were going to have to make themselves useful in other ways, which could be anything from eating pussy to being a human toilet. So whatever floats their boat. I know I've mentioned that how I don't think I'd be aroused being a mistress doing this. I mean, I think my acting skills and my shit talking, I think I could win an Oscar for it. But I don't think I would be aroused necessarily. But I was reading that there are indeed, definitely, which duh, I know this would go both ways, but I had to say it, that some women will get sexually aroused with this power to be the ultimate judge of a man's wee-wee. And to humiliate him. For some people, emasculating a man can be fucking hot, which I'm not surprised because the opposite rings very true for many as well. It seems like from what I read, there's like a big online community, lots of places for men who are into this to like be mocked or go on webcams and have interactions where they can feel humiliated, etc. And I guess there's women that are happily willing to be paid to play along. But if you're married, hey, you never fucking know. There could be someone out there listening that's like, regardless of penis size, I like when my wife is a little shit talker. Maybe it doesn't have to be to any extreme. Maybe it is. But nothing wrong with a little role play, experimenting. I've heard so many times in several interviews I've done, on the record and off, talking to women saying, trying things or having with Layla London, she has a sex bucket list, people going out and trying new things and then being so surprised, like, oh my gosh, I had no idea I was going to enjoy and be aroused by that. There are lots of women who don't think they have the dom in them and are pleasantly surprised when they're like, oh shit, I may be submissive in the day to day, but behind closed doors, that's a different story. And not to out all the powerful daddies out there, but there definitely is a group of powerful, successful, dominant alpha men that like to be bossed around, tied up, and told what to do. And I think that's where it's the yin and yang for some people. Maybe that's their life. It's go, 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 like super corporate lifestyle, work 80 hours a week. And then when it comes to sex, they're like, I want to be told to shut the fuck up and listen, yes, ma'am, and be a sex slave. I don't know, but I could see how it's like some balance maybe in their life. Maybe some people don't want to be the boss at work and the boss in bed. And some people do, and God bless them, because those are my faves, the alpha daddies. We may be talking about SPH today due to request, but we will never forget. We love the alpha daddies. So I shared with you a mistress's point of view. And so now I think it's only fair that I had to look at the side of what men who enjoyed this humiliation actually were saying. Like, instead of just the definition, like men who like to be emasculated, let's hear from these men, shall we? So there was this article in Cosmopolitan and it was three men. I'm going to like paraphrase, shorten it. I cited my work. It's written by Johanna Kang, okay? And there were three men. It was Ben, one guy that we're going to call Shortstop, and one guy named Nacha, okay? So Ben's penis is 2.5 to 3.5 inches soft, 5 inches erect, 4-inch girth. Shortstop's penis is 2.5 inches. They call him Little Millimeter Peter. But once he's hard, he's 8 inches. Oh, so he's a grower, not a shower. This makes SPH difficult for him since when he's hard, he's clearly not small. But those key people ignore that and they constantly degrade me for it. Sounds like he likes that. Nacha says his penis is 4.75 inches. So it's not that small. However, to a size queen, if it isn't big, it's small. Ooh, makes me think of Ricky Bobby. If you ain't first, you last. I tell that to my son every day. Just kidding. Anywho, this article goes on. They kind of talk about where the origin started of their SPH. And I think this was fascinating. Even if this is not something we're relating to or leveling up our sex life, we have to cover all the things, okay? And so there's someone out there that likes to feel defeat. And I'm here validating it. But, and then we're all learning, all the rest of us, we're getting perspective, insight. Maybe we even get a like giggle and chuckle. I try to say everything in a joyous, entertaining way. Leave me 5 stars on Spotify or Apple. The ironic thing where all these boys at childhood felt ridiculed or shamed for it, whether in their culture, one was like an Asian American who transferred and other kids were just made fun of in the locker room. And it's like just kind of interesting, the psychology behind it. The psychology behind so many kinks, it can really go back. Sometimes it's a little freaky deaky. At the end of the article, the author, the writer, the interviewer, the journalist asks them, what do you enjoy about small penis humiliation? And one of them said the sense of defeat, knowing there's nothing you can do to make it bigger. Money can be earned, jewels can be bought, but your manhood size is unchangeable. I actually don't think that's true anymore. And I do not recommend Googling the procedure because it's pretty fucking horrific. Okay, the next guy said he loves the humiliation. He craves it. It's a turn on. It's a hot way to get off. His favorite thing about SBH is the power it gives whoever is in charge of me. So he must really appreciate that thrill of that woman being so dominant and aggressive and assertive. And he says, quote, I'm just there with my little penis getting off. And then sometimes people who are humiliating me go even further by asking, are you sure you're even a guy? Most guys wouldn't get off on being called little when it comes to their manhood. So guess what, folks? There's something for everyone. You're never alone. You're never, if anyone feels alone out there, there's something for you, dude. Your tribe awaits you. I do have one lingering question. I want to know for the SBH people if it's something that they like, that's what they enjoy every time. Because I think about kinks and fantasies, desires. It's not like an every time thing for certain things, right? It's something that's hot and enjoyable. But I think if you had this something super hot that you did every single time, I think it would become less hot over time because you would be like desensitizing yourself to the hotness. Did y'all all follow? So I just wonder if there are people that like have this kink on the down low. There has to be. I did read as far as like married couples go, like a lot of couples that sought out the internet to do this together. Like he was like, my wife was my main person, but she would also like advertise me faceless on the internet and be like, make fun of his small dinky. So there's that too. There is that too. Imagine coming across that on the internet. Like, okay, let me get my fingers warmed up. I am ready to talk shit. I don't know why that's so humorous to me. In the back of my head, I keep thinking, like, am I being wildly offensive by breaking out in laughter every so often? But I think that the only people that I could be offending right now would have to be, like, classified as a potential member of the SBH club. And don't they like that shit? What we've learned from this segment is that they like their feelings being fucking hurt. So I don't think I need to be apologizing or anything. So we'll just keep on giggling. Oh, I had so much fun with you. I loved all these questions. Oh, before I forget, y'all are wanting me to talk about penis sleeves. Cheap ones, expensive ones, ribbed ones. We have a ribbed one. But then someone was messaging me saying, you've got to get this one. And I think it's like $150. I'm like, really? For a penis sleeve? But I need to know all the things to relay to you. And then I want to tell you about my experience. So Monday, we're going to talk about that. Also, toys in general. Just how different toys can be incorporated. I'm going to tell you my favorites to use solo and pleasured. And I'm not even talking brands. I'm just talking about like the types of toys. So this is not going to be an advertisement. This is going to be me sharing with you how I use them with a partner and without. And they are always, for me, they're totally different. So we can talk about that Monday as well as next week's topics. I'm just going to give you a spoiler, something to look forward to. Kissing. Sensual kissing, it is underrated, and I'm going to tell you why. And then body bondage. This is partnered practice under the kink and BDSM category niche exploration. You're going to learn to restrain with your body. This is a great way to like build trust as well. It could be like something definitely to like level up the passion, the hot, sexy vibe level, spice level in the bedroom. So make sure you're subscribed because you don't want to miss that. Also, don't forget that merch is dropping so soon, February 1. Get your wife the apron. It's cute. Support the podcast and your favorite podcast host. Get a fucking pullover. Get a hoodie. Get the mug if you like coffee. Ladies, mildly toxic for days, baby. Remind them with your cup. It supports the show. It supports me. It's much appreciated, and I have to pinch myself knowing that this is what I get to do every week and talk to y'all. I love you oh so much. I'm so fucking grateful. Make sure you're subscribed. I really appreciate leaving a review. Until next time, Freaky Fam,